Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hola, bitches!
Settle with the go. Frame Monday, May the 23rd, 2016, and show number 2383, along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith,
and the Psycho Muppet,
Phenomenal.
And Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
Are in the men's room. On tap today, the random question is back. Your guess is as good as mine goes flying on holiday. We'll review some men's room rules. Profile this has $50, courtesy of ABC's Nashville and Como 4 News. Plus headlines, a men's room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time and Ted.
Click clack.
Drinking and drunk.
All right, here we go. So we go to Chile, where man attempts suicide at zoo by jumping into a lion's den. When two tarantulas are loose on your flight, you can actually order a double again. Organ bot surgery leaves man with 80-pound sack. A puppy that tested positive for heroin and meth is now weaning off the smack. And the second leg of the Triple Crown kills two. That's all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question, brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. Kim Kardashian, we all know who she is, and she's many things to many people. There's an Iranian government watchdog group that believes that Kim Kardashian is also a secret agent. So, see, understand, when I said she's many things, none of us had that on the list. But that's right, the Revolutionary Guard of Iran, they have determined that Kim Kardashian, she's working with Instagram to corrupt women and children with what they're calling immoral and un-Islamic posts. They're saying Instagram and Kim Kardashian, they have gotten together, and very specifically, she's a secret agent. Kim Kardashian, they believe, is a secret agent, and that's what she's up to corrupt the youth of Iran. I think we'll all agree on this, that Iran might be giving her way more credit than she deserves. This is the formula. See, she likes to get naked. People like to see her naked. That's it. That's the whole thing. That's how it works. Now, that said, let's be honest. We'll always take a gander at boobs if you want to show us boobs. No one's going to lie about that. In fact, there's a woman in England. She showed her boobs, and she got suspended from work. Now, she was arguing with a coworker about who had better boobs, so she decided, I'm going to end the argument, whipped hers out right there in the bar. Well, her employer, they find out about it, and, well, they suspended her. But that's mostly because she's the assistant police chief of the city of Manchester.
Oh,
that's kind of what the problem was, and she did it at a bar where people recognize her. Anyway, apparently that's conduct unbecoming of an officer. Who knew? Nevertheless, Kim Kardashian shows her boobs. Now they think she's a secret agent. The assistant police chief shows her boobs. She's temporarily, at least, suspended. We'll see how that shakes out. But these are some of the stories that we've seen, and it definitely got our mind racing. We have many questions that we would like to ask you in the form of the random question. You call us. We'll ask you a question at random, and then we'll share the story with you that inspired the question.
Be a part of the program and the random question. Call 206-421-ROCK. We're on Twitter at 999-KISW and the Men's Room Live. Text text 77999 and send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com.
The Men's Room returns. Here's the question. Brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino, 99.9 KISW.
All right, once again, today we'll review some Men's Room rules. If you have a potential rule there, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Men's Room Rules. And today, our contestants today and all this week on Profile This, we're going to give you cash. We've got $50, courtesy of ABC's Nashville and Como 4 News. So you're going to win the cash coming up today and all this week with Profile
This. Them folks in Nashville, all
that's
for you tonight.
Right. Take the money. Take the money. It's a random question. Miles, the Thrill of Men's Room, 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. In progress now. 99.9 KISW.
Yeah, Scorpions. Hey, man, we're going to do a little outdoor drinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Men's Room Original Red Fest 2016 is on June 25th. That is a Saturday at Legion Brewery off Airport Way in Georgetown. As we celebrate Men's Room Original Red, give back a portion of the proceeds to the fine folks at the three local area Fisher Houses. Not only that, but we also will tap the Men's Room Gold, which is an outstanding, very drinkable summertime beer that you will enjoy. So
not
the
like
first
that
chance,
undrinkable swill that we normally give you.
Right.
This year, it's drinkable.
This year, it's
this
good
is actually
stuff.
Drinkable.
It's palatable. You can actually drink this stuff and not go home and vomit. Also, live music from Superfecta, Stoned, Evergreen Travelers, Rest Repose will be there. So we're going to hang out all day. We're going to do some outdoor drinking. We got great live music. We've got a ton of good food, ton of good beer. Uli's Famous Sausage is going to be there. Rolling Smokehouse Barbecue is going to be there doing a cooking demonstration on the sausage. Not only that, but I'm sure we'll get a fish sandwich there for you, a couple other food trucks, and everything else. Get early entry if you want to. Two drinks, Red Fest t-shirt, a growler to fill up with a Legion beer. You get some Men's Room Original Red Sausage for lunch and all that with your premium ticket, too, which is also available. We haven't talked much about that, but that's also there for you at KISW.com. Of course, you can just buy a ticket, come in, they'll give you a glass, you can start drinking, off you go, get in that way. But if you want to do the premium thing, get in a couple hours early, that is an option as well.
And we're working on the dunk tank. You might think we're joking. We're working on this, man. We need this to happen. Ted, you're still willing to sit in the dunk tank and just insult people.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool
I'm gonna
thing.
I'm going to insult people harshly.
Yeah. So the worst thing that happens is you get wet.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to jump in and punch you in the face. I mean, that's it's kind of nice. Basically, you just get to roast people all day.
It's going to be a good time. If you haven't hung out before at Red Fest, get your tickets now, KISW.com. All right, I think our phones are still
random,
messed up.
Random,
so we're going to do our random question with one of you jamokes.
Random,
until we get some people
random,
on the line.
Okay. I'm ready for a random question, Miles.
All right.
I'm primed.
Okay.
Ready to go.
What's your
ask
name?
Him something embarrassing.
What's your name?
Ted.
What do you do?
Hola.
What do you do for a living, Ted? Hola.
I work with a group of idiots.
Okay.
Hey, man, you're preaching to the choir.
Right?
So do we.
You guys know what I'm saying, right?
We've been saying that for years.
Yeah. It's wild.
Hey, listen, man, just ignore your coworkers. You know, just carry on and shut them out.
All right. I'm going to ask you this one. This is deep and heavy.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the most... you ever done anything around music and any of that stuff?
Like played an instrument?
I'll go to concerts, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Sure. Right. I enjoy a concert sometimes.
Here is your...
if it's a band I like.
Here's your random question, and you said your name was Ted.
Ted, correct.
What would you say is the most rock and roll thing that you've ever done? Or what is the most rock and roll moment of your lifetime? Like where you're like, man, oh man, this is rock star worthy right here. Other than something sexual. I guess you could tell about that too if you wanted to, but...
Yeah.
You've had a few.
I have, luckily. I still think the most rock and roll one might have been years ago, we had Pain in the Grass, and Slipknot was the headliner. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, something happened. Slipknot could not take the stage that night. So later, they had like a makeup concert, and it was just going to be Slipknot. So Ben and I, Ben's a friend of mine. You guys, if you
so one of your coworkers,
one of my coworkers, okay. One of the coworkers, yeah, I'm cool with.
One of the people who are not a douche.
Ben and I got to go down there and do the stage announcement for that one. Right now, I've seen a lot of fans and done a few stage announcements, but we got them chanting Slipknot, and to this day, it's like it's just awesome. Like those people were so pumped, and it was like this is going to be an awesome show.
But you're a chanter.
I do love a chant.
I mean, you are, man.
Yeah.
If you have an excuse to start chanting, it's just something you will do. And it doesn't matter what it is. And you don't even necessarily, it's not even like USA. It'll be dumb stuff like, one more hot dog, one more hot dog. Like, really, man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like a chant.
Yeah, that show actually turned out great. I mean, the circumstances leading up to it, not that good. But if you bought tickets, you got two free shows. They brought on another opening act. They played longer.
Who opened? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I remember they had one or two opening acts that came out and kind of played. And then they did their thing. I thought I was, I mean, for whatever reason. I
don't think you were there.
No, no, no. I mean, I was at both, but I just can't remember what bands opened
were
up for
you?
The second time around. Yeah.
All right.
I was not at the second one.
No, I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure it was just me, Ben, and Castle.
Yeah, I was not there. I know that for sure.
Maybe I didn't go to that. Maybe I didn't go to the Mako.
That was late in the year. That was in October or something.
You know,
it was cold out there.
Painting the grass is a long day. I don't see much of the acts out there. I'm so busy working in the back. I work with a bunch of Jamokes. They don't do anything. So
I believe Misha and JC Witchburn actually, and on the second one, I think Witchburn came down and actually just opened up for him. Because it was kind of came together kind of late notice.
Okay. That's got to be cool if you're in a band. Like, man, you guys have time to open for Slipknot? Yeah, let me grab the guys, man.
The only downside was that Slipknot, there's a lot of dudes in those bands. I don't know if it's always that case, but we do the stage announcement again, right? It's another half an hour. 40 minutes. So I remember me and Ben kind of looked at me and was like, two more minutes and then we're bailing. If they don't take the stage this time, who knows what people are going to say.
Right. All right. The reason we asked you, Ted, what is the most rock and roll thing you've ever done? This is not the greatest story in the world, but it is kind of ironic. Do you guys remember a few months back when Megadeth was out on like a Def Leppard cruise? Okay. And all
Megadeth
of a sudden,
cruise?
They were supposed to go out and play. But the bassist, they found him dead.
Oh yeah,
in the
yeah.
hotel room in the ship.
How so did he go down?
I don't
man.
Know if
was
they turned the boat around or they just kept on playing. Or I'm not sure exactly.
You gotta turn. Well,
I don't know if we ever got a follow up on exactly what happened.
Well, I think if I'm running the ship, it works like this, right? So I'm the captain. I go, look, man, the band that's playing, the bass player dropped dead. You go, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now look, do we turn around? My first question is, other than the guys in the band, does anyone know? If no one knows, there's a corpse on board. Let's just do this.
Well, I think they had to turn around.
I think that's fair.
Right, because look, man, you listen, if you're on a cruise ship, it's 2,800 people. However many people can fit on that thing. And I'm not saying every time you go on a cruise, somebody dies.
But there's got to be a morgue on that boat.
You have
there
to
There has
think.
To be a morgue on that
the,
boat.
The number of cruise ships and the number of people per cruise. Like
every cruise ship has a gurney with a white blanket that they... Think about the
guaranteed.
Age of people who take cruises.
Listen. Yeah, it's called a walk-in freezer.
I was going to say.
See, they got to have something. Right
behind the steaks.
Somewhere.
And the shrimp and the ice cream. There's a dead body. I don't care who...
Florence Johnson.
If nobody knows the person died, like just put them in the goddamn freezer in the kitchen. No one knows, but we're not turning the whole boat around. If people know that there's a corpse on board, I know how that looks, and we're turning it around. To me, that would be the entirety of the decision.
I have not cruised myself, but I mean, you guys all know my mother. Very nice person. And my mom enjoys, you know, a snack or whatever. She goes, these cruise people are crazy. All they talk about is the food. She's like, every conversation is just which
like
buffet is coming.
It's like a Vegas buffet conversation.
Right.
What about, so you don't know anyone died. I'm not turning my ship around. What about the woman last week who I guess was sitting on the railing of a cruise ship and fell the hell off of it? She went over.
That's on her.
No, understood. Do you have to turn the ship around there, or do you keep going like this?
Or they have like a little speedboat that they can jet out. See, like whenever they leave people, and they go, and they're on the you know, they should have been there an hour ago because they don't leave an hour till after they say they're going to leave anyway.
Right, right.
But they're like, our kids are on board. Have you ever seen that video where they leave a port? Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, you're an idiot. Well, anyway, they should have like a little speedboat. You know what I mean? They could just open up a little trap door and you could, like in case of emergency. Just like anything else. You know what I mean? Any other boat has a little dinghy that they can kind of...
Normally what you say I find very stupid, but I agree with this. Because you're right. Like you're
a helicopter. You can
happen,
land on
man.
Top of the deck, man.
Right.
There's got to be like a tennis court. You can take the net down, land a chopper or something.
You have lifeboats.
Or you can show back up when you know it's supposed to leave.
Oh, no, those people are idiots. But
right. But the woman fell overboard, you know, so like.
So can they go get her?
As a captain, you know, it's kind of like, look, we're not turning the boat around. Cause look, the bitch is dead. Sorry, I'm going to break it to you. It's like a 10-story drop. It's at night. It was like 2:30 in the morning. But I understand it probably bugs some people, but that's when you'd want, like, the little speedboat.
Or those six guys on jet skis who can just, like, jump out of the back real quick, buzz around.
But I don't think you could just stop a cruise ship.
See if they can find Aunt Ellen.
No, I mean, you can't just slam on the brakes.
I don't think you can just brake and turn that thing around. I think you just keep going.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, well, here's why we asked what was the most rock and roll thing you've ever done in your life.
I'm the king of the world.
And there are cases where, like, John Entwistle died in a hotel room in...
Hookers and Blow, right?
In Vegas. And this in the Megadeth bassist died in his room. They found him in his room. But this is much different. Nick Menza, he was the drummer for Megadeth back in the 90s.
All right.
And on Saturday night, he died on stage while performing with the band OHM at a club called The Baked Potato down in L.A.
The Baked Potato?
He's playing at the Baked Potato.
At the Baked Potato.
At the Baked Potato. He fell over during the third song, and that was it. I mean, he was playing, and then boom, he just fell over on stage.
Damn.
The paramedics came. They pronounced him dead. He was 51. No official cause of death. They say he suffered a heart attack, though, is what they believe. Nick played on 4 Megadeth albums from back in the day, Rust in Peace, Countdown to Extinction, and another one until 97.
How apropos.
He left Megadeth while they were on tour in 98 with a benign tumor that was in his knee, had surgery, and then it was time to record the next album. Dave Mustaine told Nick, your services are not needed anymore.
Dave's always been a stand-up guy.
So they moved on without him. However, Dave,
Nick started as a drum tech for the band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dave tweeted, "Tell me this isn't true," kind of a thing.
No, it's true.
The only other mainstream people, by the way, to keel over and die on stage, was a guy named Mark Sandman from a band that I used to listen to called Morphine. He died during a show in 1999. He was 46. He had a heart attack up on stage. Remember they had the stand-up bass?
Yeah, yeah. I remember Morphine, man. It's, I mean, I don't know much about heart attacks, but I mean, is there like no sign that one's coming? Because you're playing drums and you just fall over dead, or you're singing as it was with Morphine, and you just fall over dead from a heart attack. Like, is there, you know, like, if you're getting a cold, you got about 24 hours notice before it's full blown. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I thought your arm was supposed to go numb and all that stuff.
I thought that was a stroke.
Yeah, but it might be.
I don't know.
You well,
know,
I would have to different think, symptoms in different people or something.
And his heart rate's probably already up because he's on stage playing in a band. Maybe he just didn't seem any faster than normal.
And the other two musicians that, of note that have died on stage, completely different situations, Dimebag and Ty Longley, who was a guitarist for Great White, who died at that point in time. There you go. It is the random question question.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Cody. Random, welcome random, to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
How are you, Cody? Random. Oh, good. Is our phone still screwy? Cody?
What's that?
Are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Good. Just making sure, man. All right. Let me see what we got here for you on the question. All right. Let's go with this one. What would you say is the dumbest thing that you've done, Cody, while intoxicated? You got many to pick from? But the dumbest one of them all.
Well, I did a backflip off my friend's roof and trying to jump into a pool. I did a backflip and I missed the pool completely.
And what did you hit?
The ground. Really hard.
You missed the pool?
Yeah, I completely missed the pool by like 10 feet. It wasn't even like a close call or anything like that.
Did you hurt yourself?
I knocked the wind out of myself. I was sore for about a week and quit drinking for about a month.
Now, did the pain affect you at that moment, or did it kind of have to sink in for a day? In other words, did you wake up the next day and feel like ass, or did it happen right away?
Oh, yeah. I woke up the next day and felt like total ass.
It's amazing, the pain the next day on just about anything.
Was this a two-story house that you did the backflip off of?
It was just a normal little rambler style, so it wasn't too far, but...
No, it's plenty far, man. So. It's just not as far, but that's plenty far.
Yeah. And big people fall hard, you know?
Have you,
How big are you?
210 pounds.
That's not awful, but do you have experience doing backflips, or was this purely a drunken decision, like, I'm going to go ahead and try to do a backflip into your pool?
Yeah, this was a drunken Superman trying to do a backflip. I've never even been a fan of doing backflips on trampolines or nothing like that.
Never. That's the time I'm asking. So two floors up, off the roof, into a pool.
No, might just as well. One floor.
Yeah,
just one
floor. Either way. That's how you're going to start out this newfound hobby.
Missed the ball.
I like it.
By 10 goddamn feet.
All right. Man. Cody, what else have you done since that's your number one? What's your number two?
Damn, man. That is impressive. I love that you weren't even close to the pool. Not even close.
I did puke on the wrong side of the freeway one night on the way home. I got car sick and opened the door to complete traffic doing like 70 miles an hour.
Jesus.
How was it the wrong side of the highway?
The driver's side.
Yeah, I opened the driver's side rear door and puked into traffic. So I probably puked on somebody's car.
Yeah, you did.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah, you got, call back anytime.
See you at Red Fest.
That's right. Reason
Man,
we asked.
I ran off a deck once because it was snowing.
Right.
But we didn't think about there was a fire pit underneath the snow. With, like, you know, outlined in rocks. So I, like, tear off my shirt. You know, I'm 17, like, probably, like, 330 pounds. And I run, and I jump off the balcony, and I land on one of the damn rocks in the fire pit. Yeah. And then later that night, I passed out and woke up Somebody put mustard in my ear.
Reason we asked, dumbest thing you've done while intoxicated. One of two men who broke into a zoo in North Dakota got his hand bitten by a brown bear after sticking his arm through the bars of the enclosure.
That's why the bear bit him.
Responded the police did late Saturday a report that David Shepard, 21, came to an emergency room saying he'd been attacked by a bear. They said an investigation showed that Shepard and Cody Cage climbed the fence at the Roosevelt Park Zoo after it was closed and were walking around the grounds when they came upon the bear enclosure.
Cody Cage.
Shepard stuck his arm through the bars of the enclosure, aiming to entice one of the bears to come closer. And
it
a bear
worked.
Then bit his right hand, police said in a statement. They say brown bears can grow to 9 feet tall, weigh 1,000 pounds. The two men who police say were under the influence of alcohol at the time of the incident are now facing felony trespassing charges. But yes, he was bitten by a brown bear because he was...
Because he gave his arm to it.
Broke into the zoo and put his arm into an enclosure. Random question,
Says it taunted the bear.
Right.
Why?
We'll take a quick break and back with more of your calls right after these.
The men's room returns. Here's the question. Brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino. 99.9 KISW.
All right, still come. Your guess is as good as mine. Our contestants today picking between the categories of flying and going on a little holiday. Your guess is as good as mine right before the shot of the day at 4:45. It is the random question.
Random, hello, Kaylee. Random, welcome random, to the men's room.
Hola.
Hello, Kaylee.
Hola. How are you?
We're good. How are you, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's my birthday.
It's your birthday?
It is.
How young are you turning today?
27.
It just doesn't sound exciting.
Mm-hmm. What did you ask for your birthday?
Quiet. I'm a mom of a two-year-old, and he's loud. It's quiet.
Well, guess what? Your birthday wish is not going to come true. We both know that.
No, it's not.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's not.
All right, here's your question. Being that you're a parent, have you ever done anything in your lifetime that was illegal?
Come on.
Is that a serious question?
It is.
I'm saying...
Yeah, it's Heidi.
You've broken the law within the last week.
How illegal are we doing? And like, how far back?
Well, depends on the story you've got.
It's up to you.
What's your dirtiest dirt?
I was in Mexico for my 19th birthday, and the friend that I took with me and I met a few people at some bar that we were at, and we decided to go back to our hotel that we were staying at and go skinny dipping. Well, the beach was completely fenced off, so we had to climb the fence, and the waves were... The beach was registered at dangerous wave level, and so we weren't even allowed to be in it, the ocean.
Were you aware of this at the time?
Yes.
Okay.
We did it anyway. We were drunk.
Okay.
But we got a $250 fine and almost kicked out of our hotel.
Damn.
It's amazing you could get a hotel.
Was it the hotel that was mad at you, or was it the police?
It was the hotel security that found us, and they had called the police before they knew who was there.
Oh, wait, it's naked women. Never mind.
What kind of hotel is this? Is this a hotel where you walk up to and you give them cash, or is this a hotel that you reserved way ahead of time and got, like, for seven nights?
It's through a timeshare.
Aha.
Oh, so the owners complained.
Yeah. And we got fined from the police down there, $250 for trespassing on private property because the beach was considered... private property and closed.
It
wasn't open to the public anymore. It's like going to a park here after sunset.
Sure. Were you with a dude or another woman?
There were three women and three guys.
Okay.
Okay. You can only go to a park here after sunset if you live in the park. You understand that?
Well, yeah.
Right.
Or if you want to have sex with a random dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
I mean, depending
here,
on...
The
there's
place
options.
To go.
There's options. Okay.
Horny, let's go to the park. The sun's down.
The reason we asked you ever done anything illegal, this is a bizarre story, in Chesterfield Township, a man is arrested for illegally having a gun and marijuana, and then some other crazy things. According to Police Chief Brad Kirsten, obviously you never know what you're going to find when you're digging around in a vehicle. A week ago, Ian Breholtz was going through a garbage bin. Cops were called and they found a gun, some medical marijuana, and more. The individual was arrested and a subsequent search of the vehicle turned up a cardboard box with squirrels in it. Baby squirrels on the inside of the box.
Live baby squirrels.
Yeah. This guy, by the way, was convicted of criminal sexual conduct back in 2007. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison, but as a felon, he can't have a gun.
Okay.
But squirrels,
Can a felon have baby squirrels in a box?
It's not illegal to possess them.
I was going to ask. Like, what? Right? So I got a cop pulls me up. I'm speeding, whatever. He searches my car. The only thing I've got is a box full of baby squirrels. I understand they're going to have questions, but I haven't really broken the law, have I?
He says he likes to go through the garbage and find things. One day, in a box, he found these baby squirrels. He appeared to be taking care of the squirrels. According to...
Sounds like he's the squirrel master.
The bad side is now he's got to face charges of felony of possession of a weapon and properly transporting medical marijuana. As far as the squirrels go, they were turned over to the Animal Control Department. And the last they checked, they were going to be released. He was released, too, but on a personal bond. He'll be back in court at the end of May, likely without the squirrels.
Do you think they released those squirrels or they just threw that thing in the incinerator?
I think they're squirrels. I think you can release them. I just think it's funny.
But do you think they did, is what I'm
saying. Yeah. They're squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
And why not? Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly.
We need more squirrels in the world. I'm telling you, that thing went straight into the furnace.
Well, I just think the cops probably could have just opened the box and let the squirrels go. Do you have to, like, take them through the proper authorities?
No, Ted. Listen, a box of baby squirrels, that's serious business. It's an exotic animal that you're releasing into the wild. Mm-hmm. Yeah, why didn't they just open a goddamn box and dump them out then? Like, it's...
There. Why do you have to take them anywhere?
They're squirrels.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, they'll thrive.
You can be in the city, you can be in the country, it doesn't matter, right? Squirrels, pretty good at adapting.
Yeah.
How come nobody ever talks about squirrels in the city and the country? It's always about the damn mice.
What do you mean?
You know, somebody be like, you're a city mouse, I'm a country mouse.
I have not had this conversation.
Yeah. I'm just thinking like that.
Like people say that.
Yeah. You know, there's a whole story long ago about city mice and country mice. I don't know the story.
Why would you say that? What's the story?
Somebody said it to me this weekend. They were like, that's the difference between you, the city mouse, and me, the country mouse. And I was like, all right. But now we're talking about squirrels. Squirrels live in both places. Why can't I be a squirrel? Country or city squirrel.
Okay.
I follow it. You don't know what the story is, though.
Isn't it like a famous child story about mice come to visit the city mouse and the country mouse
stories.
Is all thrown off?
You know what? I do owe you an apology, however, Ted. So just know, I don't know, about a year ago we were talking about unicorns. Why didn't they make it onto Noah's Ark? Miles and I, you and I were going back and forth about that. And Ted, you chime in with some ridiculous, stupid rhyme.
Yeah, it's a song. It's an old song.
Well, so I'm looking at you like, please, what the hell are you talking about? And you're struggling and... So my daughter has this book, which apparently everyone on Earth has read as a child except me, Where the Sidewalk Ends.
You never read that?
What? Jake, listen, God damn it. I didn't read the book. There's not a person who I say that to for the reaction. I mean,
it's a proper reaction, man. What about a light in the attic?
Listen, all right, follow me on this, okay?
So, Shel Silverstein.
So... I never read the book's kid, hadn't heard of it, whatever. So about 2 or 3 weeks ago, my daughter's had it, but like most of her books, I don't bother to read them because they're kids' books, blah, blah, blah. But it was out, so I started reading it, and I got to be honest, I was fascinated. I'm like, this is a great book, right? This is fantastic. These things are hilarious. But as I read through it, I read the unicorn thing, and I'm like, this is what Ted was talking about. This is what Ted was talking about. They're effing around, they miss the boat, and off Noah goes, right?
And it's a famous, like, old Irish song.
Yeah, I had no idea, but I read it, and I instantly thought of you.
I'm telling you, country mouse, city mouse is a whole thing, too.
Maybe. I'll keep reading. So, Ben, you just had...
And not Fifel.
Oh, it's called The Town Mouse and the Country Mouse.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's
Canadian
old,
show.
It's an old fable. Mm-hmm. Aesop's Fables.
We're going to go in and see them city slicker mice.
That's basically what it is, yeah.
So my simple question, why not squirrels is the reference? Why mice? Is there country squirrels or city squirrels?
You could go pigeon.
Squirrel. It's all about the diet. It's all about the diet. It really is.
All right.
You know, I mean, it really is.
It's about the tail.
Depends on where you live.
Squirrels are kind of cute. Fluffy tail.
I feel like squirrels eat the same thing no matter what.
No, when you go outside of the city, you can't get Chinese food. You know what I mean? Stuff to get a pizza delivered. Like, even going through the trash. I mean, that's serious. Like, it's
completely, I'm a country squirrel.
Completely different
one. No one orders General Tso's in the country.
I've seen a squirrel just hopping down the street with a French fry in its mouth. Trust me, man. It's all about the diet.
French fries, universally good.
Yeah.
There's not an animal. Birds eat them. Squirrels eat them. Dogs eat them. Cats eat them. People eat them. A French fry, that's one thing all animals eat.
Even during, you know, squirrel season, if you go out in the woods and hunt squirrel to come home and cook them up, I mean, you never see one running through the woods with a French fry. They can only dream.
And Thrill's right. Like, with French fries, you could be, like, the strictest person ever, right? With, like, your food and what you eat, this and that. But if somebody gets an order of fries, like, can I have a fry?
Didn't they have a picture of, like, either a squirrel or a rat hauling off a New York-sized slice of pizza?
That was Pizza Rat. Pizza is kind of famous.
Pizza Rat. Yeah, exactly.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Pizza Rat.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Matt.
Random,
welcome to the men's room.
Hola. How are you, Matt?
Good. How are you?
Doing good, man.
Matt, did you read the book Where the Sidewalk Ends?
What's that?
Where the Sidewalk Ends. Did you ever read this book as a child?
I have no clue. I've never heard of it.
Good. Thank you. Man. Finally. Right. Somebody.
Matt, let's go with this one. When did you, we had a story not too long ago on this, but when did you really have to go? Last time you just had to go to the bathroom bad. Saturday, I held it in, started walking around, man. I realized I had to go right then, and I was in a crowded place. No bathroom.
My mother gave my daughter a stool softener yesterday, and she wasn't constipated. But let me tell you something, man. That girl produced some stuff that I never need to smell again or clean off the floor again, and five pairs of underwear were beyond saving. Straight into the trash. My washing machine probably wouldn't even have opened if I tried to lift the lid with these Essie drawers that my daughter's leaving all around the house. It was unbelievable.
Nice. Well, I was actually talking to somebody about this yesterday. I used to live in the U District, and I was one of my ex-girlfriends years and years ago, and we woke up in the morning, and I really had to go. And she's like, "Hey, do you want to stay and watch a movie?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I don't want to crap in your house." And I was like, "Okay." So my stomach is just growling and growling. And finally the movie ended, and I'm like, okay, I gotta go. And I'm walking back to my house, and I thought it was farts, just nonstop farts, just gas.
Oh no!
So I was just letting it loose all the way home. Every step was just fart, fart, fart. And then all of a sudden, I crap my pants.
Man, people don't realize how many farts you're holding in on a first date.
I know.
There's so many. It's like the first thing you do when you just separate for even a second is just fart. Like, you might even walk into the bathroom at a
just
restaurant.
Just fart.
Just to put both hands on the sink, wash your hands, and walk out.
And isn't that what you hear? Like, every bathroom, exactly. Airport bathroom, when you get off the plane, like, everyone on your flight, and I don't know if the women do it too, but the guys walk in, they're not even taking a leak. There's just eight guys standing there just... Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, man. With the airport bathroom, all the normal rules of a bathroom have been completely taken off the board. It's like, where you're nervous to poop in public, or you're nervous
with that.
In an airport bathroom, people
gotta
are dragging
go.
It. You got like a piece of luggage between your legs.
You
know what
don't
I mean?
Give a...
You're blowing it out like you're not trying to be quiet.
Nobody cares. Because everyone knows, you just have... Especially when you see like, man, that flight just got here from Miami.
I'm in Denver. I don't care. You know what I mean? I'll never see these people again.
Yeah, right. So I'm walking home, and I do that, and I'm like, I need to cure this hangover, so I was like craving Jack in the Box nonstop.
But you're not too far away. You just have to go up three blocks.
Yep, exactly. And I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to get it. So I walk in, and I grab my pants, and everybody is staring at me because they can smell me, and there's homeless people there, and they're just hanging out, and they're looking at me like I think the worst person in the restaurant.
You do. Mm-hmm. Most homeless people don't have fresh poop in them. I mean, you brought a fresh... You have the bakery. I open the door to your place. It smells like bread. Everyone else just sells bread like a grocery store. So
And the worst part, I was so hungry that I got it. I went home and I still ate it with crap in my pants.
You still waited in line.
Yeah, I had to eat. I had to eat that greasy food, and then I took a shower.
All right, okay. Yeah, you probably had to eat first.
I like the dedication.
Playing with poop.
I know I crap myself. I want a burger.
That's a crazy story. This is a ridiculous story, and it's fascinating at the same time. Guy was driving home in Berkeley, California last week, and he was parking his car. A 25-year-old man named Joseph Schuyler then pops out from behind the apartment building with a gun. He said he's going to take the car from the guy.
Uh-huh.
But first, he really needs to poop. Okay? So he forces the guy to take him up into his apartment.
So he can poop?
And let him have a few minutes in the toilet. So the guy just happens to live with his grandmother. His grandmother is in the bathroom at the time.
Oh, no.
Taking a poop. Joseph forces her out. Then makes the guy stand in there with his grandmother
while he does his business. On the bright side, according to the guy and the grandmother, he did let them turn around so that he didn't have to watch him poop. So once he's done, he heads back downstairs and then steals the car. All right. The cops track him down an hour later. He was arrested. He also had a puppy with him. So the cops are trying to figure out where the puppy.
So this dude.
He makes the guy go up into his apartment. His grandmother is already pooping in the bathroom. He makes her get off the toilet and finish.
Oh, dear Jesus.
He won't let them leave the bathroom and makes them watch him poop. But then he tells them they can turn around.
Oh, my God.
Then he finishes up. Then he goes down, back down, takes the car.
I wonder, do you think he lit a match or something or had the window open? Was he spraying the psh?
I don't know if I could poop in front of two people.
Dude,
anyway.
That is the most.
Held at gunpoint.
That is got to
I think when you hold somebody at gunpoint to use their bathroom, you like pooping in front of people is not your word. Well, he made them go up into the apartment. They were outside. Like, he went inside like with a gun to this guy's back, like, take me to your apartment. I got to poop. And then when he got into the bathroom, he forced her out by gunpoint. She was on
get
the bathroom with his grandma.
I got to go. Oh, my God.
Random question, question. Smiles, the Thrill of Men's Room, 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!